Graham Downs, music correspondent, musicologist and musician himself. Good morning.
Good morning.
Neil Young, tell me about this long-delayed album release.
Well, I'm keeping to the theme of live albums, and this was recorded in 1971. There's a little message from Neil Young himself on the cover that said he had a disagreement with his producer, David Briggs, because the producer wanted to release this record between After the Gold Rush and Harvest, but Young was so smitten with the Harvest recordings that he wanted that out ASAP. And so these recordings sat in limbo from 1971 to 2007 when they were finally released. So that's an interesting backstory. And Neil Young says, listening back to the recordings now in 2006 or 7, he can see why his producer held the opinion that he did.
It's an incredible delay, though, isn't it? It's an interesting insight into music politics and the tensions between artist and producer and record company.
Totally. We're not always the best judges of our own output, we can while we're in the midst of doing it, but I think these recordings are quite singularly wonderful, and that's kind of why I've decided to share some of them today. And the first track is Old Man, and there's a lot of concert banter, and I've hopefully the techie people have got it edited down, so at the end of the concert banter, Neil Young describes the old man that he inherited when he bought his ranch. So it's a form and a permanent fixture, if you will, as much as anyone is a permanent fixture anywhere. And the performance is quite close to how it turned out on Harvest anyway, but it's a wonderful live ambience, and it exhibits the incredible range that Neil Young has as a vocalist, and there's no studio trickery, it's just him singing. Lyrically, I'm a lot like you were, implies you are what I will become, and there's a real big dose of rock star humility in that lyric. So here's Old Man.
Could you not do that, because the clicks are out of time, and it makes me take my mind off of what I'm trying to do. At the end, or when something's happening, like everybody's clapping or something, then take the pictures, okay? Thanks. Other words, it's a new song that I wrote about my ranch. I live on a ranch now. Lucky me. I should have started playing with that thing. There's this old man who lives on it that he came with the place when I bought it, they have ranches have foremans, usually it sort of like stays there with the cows no matter who owns it. He's about 70 years old or something like that.
My life, I'm a lot like you.
same old town. Doesn't mean that much to me, to mean that much to you. I've been first and last, look at how the time goes past, but I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you.
Young, it's such a great song, isn't it?
Isn't it wonderful listening to live music?
It is.
You're going to miss it for a long time yet, I think.
That's, but, it sounds rather old-fashioned to have someone say, don't click your camera.
Yeah.
It's the mobile phones that do people in now.
More of a concert banter than I'd bargained on, but yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, pick up more about the album.
Well, the second track I've chosen is a suite, what it's called a suite, of A Man Needs a Maid and the song Heart of Gold kind of melded together. He says early on in some of the banter that he's not going to play very many new songs because he's written so many new ones, and this is what makes this record, I think, really special, is that we're eavesdropping as much on an audience who is digesting songs that they've never heard as much as we are listening to the songs themselves. A Man Needs a Maid on the Harvest LP features the London Symphony Orchestra, which many critics at the time found rather pompous. But here it is with just Neil Young at the piano, and some of his singing is so incredibly soft. And I think it's one of the great love songs, irrespective of some of the criticism it's got down the years, because when the lyric collapses into When Will I See You Again, and the home key, it's the narrator is smitten beyond words, and although everything about A Man Needs a Maid is a fantasy of a less complicated and committed domestic arrangement, but ultimately he can't bear to be absent from the woman he loves. So it's a love song written from a perspective that is so oblique that it appears to be something that it's not, but it really is a great love song. So anyway, here it is. A Man Needs a Maid and A Heart of Gold.
I was thinking that maybe I'd get a maid, find a place nearby for her to stay, just someone to keep my house clean, fix my meals and go away. A friend. A man feels afraid. A friend.
again. I fell in love with the actress. She was playing a part I could understand. A expressions I never give that keep me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. Keeps me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. I've been to Hollywood, I've been to Redwoods, I crossed the ocean for a heart of gold. I've been in my mind, it's such a fine line that keeps me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. It keeps me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. I want to live, I want to give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. And when will I see you again?
How do you combine two classic tracks like that? What makes them marry?
I think the honesty of transitioning to being a miner for a heart of gold, of looking for the one after the, you know, the fantasy of the relationship that doesn't take too much commitment. I mean, it's a singular moment that could only happen in a live concert, because you could never do it on a record. And that's the wonderful thing about this record, I think. The next song is Cowgirl in the Sand. I have no idea what the lyric's about. It's all about the groove and the feel, as far as I'm concerned, that when it comes back from the high-pitched chorus and it comes back to the brooding verse and it just steps down a gear almost imperceptibly, and it's just him on his own doing it, and it's great.
Hello, cowgirl in the sand. Is this place at your command? Can I stay here for a while? Can I see your sweet, sweet smile? Old enough now to change your name. When so many love you, is it the same? It's the woman in you that makes you wanna play this dust. It's the woman in you that makes you wanna play this game.
Cowgirl in the Sand. And one more for us, Graham, to end this sort of showcasing of a pretty special album.
Yeah, Don't Let It Bring You Down. It's a little bit depressing. It's the first song, I think one of the first songs that I encountered Neil Young in my youth. And it's, but it's optimistic at the same time. You know, it talks about very dark urban decay and all those sorts of things, and the circumstances we're living through. Yeah, a lot of castles are going to burn on account of it, but you know, find someone who's turning and you will come around. It still comes back down to personal relationships getting you through, I guess. So it's a positive song in that regard. So here we go, signing off with Don't Let It Bring You Down.
Thanks so much, Graham. See you. Don't Let It Bring You Down. Thanks very much to Graham Downs. Live at Massey Hall, 1971. We have been playing from the album not released. Oh, the recording set in limbo anyway until 2007. Extraordinary story.